That's right. It's time to jump the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 29th of January. Just what's going on this day in history. On today's date in the year 1258, Dai Viet forces defeated Mongol invaders at the Battle of Dong Bo Dao in what is today northern Vietnam, after Mongols had invaded, looking for alternative paths to invade Song China. An earlier battle saw the Vietnamese forces routed when they came into the field with war elephants, but the Mongols fired arrows at the elephants' feet, causing them to panic and creating disorder with the Vietnamese army around them. Some sources claim the Battle of Dong Bo Dao was the Mongols' first defeat when they were ambushed at night by Dai Viet, forcing the Mongols to withdraw from the country, although the subject is somewhat hotly debated. In 1595, William Shakespeare's play Romeo and Juliet is thought to have been performed for the very first time. As part of the War of the Six Coalition, France defeated Russia and Prussia in the Battle of Brienne today in 1814. 1845, the first publication in the name of Edgar Allan Poe, The Raven, was published in the Evening Mirror in New York. Queen Victoria, on January 29th in 1856, issued a warrant under the Royal Sign Manual that established the Victoria Cross to recognise acts of valour by British personnel during the Crimean War. 1863, a detachment of California volunteers led by Colonel Patrick Edward Connor engaged Shoshone people at Bear River in the Washington Territory, killing hundreds of men, women and children in what is known as the Bear River Massacre, an armed uprising organised by the Bolsheviks in anticipation of the encroaching Red Army began at the Kiev Arsenal during the Ukrainian-Soviet War today in 1918. 1967, the Mantra Rock Dance took place in San Francisco in an effort to raise awareness and funds for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Later called the ultimate high of 60s counterculture and the major spiritual event of the San Francisco hippie era, it featured the likes of Janis Joplin, Grateful Dead and Allen Ginsberg, along with bucket loads of free LSD. The Rubik's Cube made its international debut at the Ideal Toy Corp in Earl's Court, London today in 1980. January 29th in 2001, thousands of student protesters in Indonesia stormed Parliament and demanded that President Abdurrahman Wahid resign due to alleged involvement in corruption scandals. And finally in 2002, George W. Bush made his infamous Axis of Evil speech on today's date, indicting Iraq, Iran and North Korea as sponsors of terrorism during his State of the Union address. Survivor's birthdays for us this morning. Civil rights legend Harriet Tubman, born 1820. Jermaine Greer is 82 this morning. Tom Selleck, 76. Oprah Winfrey, 67. And our own Nick Xenophon is 62 today. And Survivor's musos, James Jamison, born 1936. 2SER favourite, Betty LeVette, 75. Charlie Wilson, 68. Rob Barrett, Cannibal Corpse, 52. Corb Lund, 52. And Rory Graham, a.k.a. Rag and Bone Man, is 36. We're going in on this one this morning. This track going out to David Byron of Uriah Heep, born 1947. Named for the Charles Dickens character, Uriah Heep formed in 1969 and have been going strong for over half a century, albeit with different lineups, having released 24 studio albums, 20 live albums, and 41 compilations. Unfortunately, Byron, not around for a lot of it, was forced out of the band, in fact, in 1976 and died too soon in 1985. Going out of one from him, though, this is Uriah Heep with Paradise. Taking us out on this day in history, 2SER.